Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Samach Beis. There was a daf Be'in share last night regarding Psikrei Shalomaisa. Hopefully that's up or will be up very soon. And we are in the sugya of Kamiya. We spoke about yesterday the Mishnah that discusses that if one wants to wear a Kamiya, an amulet on Shabbos, there's a difference between a Kamiya Mumche and Eino Mumche. And the Gemara just went off to a separate question yesterday, and that is, what about the halachas of Kedusha? Does a Kamiya have the status of Kedusha or not? Regarding what halacha? Regarding saving it from a fire, the Gemara asks, but you're not allowed to save it from a fire. Regarding Geniza, you do put it in Geniza. So what's the issue? We already know those other halachas. So it must be whether you're allowed to go into a bathroom with a Kamiya with the amulet on that has psukim written on it. So does it have Kedusha or not? So we tried to prove it from the fact that you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Why? If one is not allowed to wear it into a bathroom, you know, you should be worried that maybe you're going to take it off when you go to the bathroom, come out, and then end up carrying it. So it must be, you're allowed to walk into a bathroom with it, and therefore there's no issue of possibly taking it off. That was the potential raya. So we said, no, maybe when the Mishnah says you could walk around, you could walk out with it, it's talking about a kamiya of ikarin, a kamiya of herbs. The Gemara says that's not true. The Brisa says explicitly, it's about both types of kamiyas. Oh, maybe it's only about a chola sheish bo sakana, a chola whose life is in danger. No, we said it applies even to a chola shein bo sakana. So then we said, oh, maybe, this was the last line we did, maybe because the kamiya works even if you're holding it, not only if you're wearing it, so then there's no worry, because even if you're holding it, it's still called malbush, because you're still holding it for the reason of getting a refuah, not because there's anything extra. That's what the last line of the Gemara, El Akivan Demasi, since it heals, Avagav Denak Elebiyadei, even though you're holding it in your hand, Nami Shaper Dami, it's still good enough, and therefore there's no worry about possibly walking, even if you have to take it off when you go to the bathroom. When you come out, there's not going to be a daraisa anyway, so Chazal warrant goes there. So says the Gemara, that can't be. V'atanya, now on the top, V'atanya Reb Oshia Omer, Ubilvad Shelo Yochzenu Biyado, V'aviranu Dalet Amos Bershus Arabim. Explicitly, no, you can't. Even if it's a takshit, you can't hold it. Can hold it in your hands. And then Hashem will talk about soon. Even if something might be called a takshit, you can't hold it. Like in the days of old, the pocket watches, when they were put into the vest. The pocket into the vest. One might say, oh, a watch is a watch. This is a classic example of, you have to know the mitzias of what they're talking about to understand. Like if you read the Chuvas from 150 years ago, and they talk about, you know, you're not allowed to wear a watch outside without an Eruv, so it's because they were talking about the watches that were put, were on a chain and were put into the pockets. So that's a masa. It tells time, it's functional, it's a takshit. No, because it goes into a pocket. That's the Gemara's question here. Right? Even if you want to say something is a takshit and it is meant to do some purpose for the person who's wearing it, but if it's not being worn, it's going to be a problem. We'll talk more about watches, Be'ez Hashem, soon. So the Gemara answers, Ella, what must be the case then? What must be the case of the Kamiya in the Mishnah? Aren't we back to the Raya then that we're worried that you're going to take it off? And the fact that we're not worried, it must mean that you are allowed to wear it into the bathroom? So where's the no? Again, no Raya. Ella hachamayaskinon bimechupeor. Maybe we're talking about a Kamiya that is covered. It's covered in leather. So if it's mechupe'or, it's covered in hide. So that is why it is not a problem, because it is mechuse, and one is allowed to wear a mechuse kamiya in a bathroom. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Are you tefillin the mechupe'or? Tefillin is also covered in or. Tefillin, the boxes. The boxes, the batim, are covered in or. Vitanya, and the Brisa says, we had this back in Brachas, Hanichnas the Beis HaKisei, Choleitz Tefillin Berichak Dalet Amos, Vinichnas. You gotta take off your tefillin before you go to the bathroom. I tefillin are covered in leather, covered in hide, so why should a kamiya be allowed and tefillin not allowed? So Gemara says, no. Hasa Mishum Shin. The tefillin, it's covering the hide, but there is an element of the tefillin that is as if it's ksav itself. The shin on our shel rosh, that's halacha moshe b'Sinai, that we have to have a shin, four legs, three legs, whatever the shin is. So that's not covered. Damar Rabaya, shin shel tefillin halacha moshe b'Sinai. So that's why by tefillin it would not be good enough, even though kamiya it could be good enough. And therefore it's no raya from our Mishnah in either way, whether you have to take it off before you go to the bathroom or not, because it could be our Mishnah is talking about one that is mechuse or. Okay, stop there for a minute. We'll get, let's just finish to the two dots first. V'yamar Abaya, Dalad shall tefen alacha Moshe b'Sinai. Abaya says the Dalad also, the Dalad that we tie our shell Rosh in the back, a Dalad, which is what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Other have the minhagim of a double Dalad, which is what we call a square in the back. Either way, that's also alacha Moshe b'Sinai. V'yamar Abaya, Yud shall tefillin alacha Moshe b'Sinai. And Abaya says the Yud of the tefillin is also alacha Moshe b'Sinai. What's the Yud? The little knot that's on our shel yad. So we have Shin written on our shel rosh, we have the Dalet in the back of our shel rosh, and we have the Yud, the little knot, that is on our shel yad. That spells out Shem Hashem, Shakai. Good. That is whole halacha Moshe b'Sinai. A couple of points. Number one is it dafka or, what if you have a different type of covering of the kamiya? The Shavus Yaakov discusses in Chelek Aleph Simon Pei Beis this question. Hey, yes, do you need a dafka with or? So he says, l'chor l'fi muskel rishon nira l'dayek, because why does the Gemara say b'chupe or, not just b'chupe? Just covered. Not covered, so pashas, you would say, maybe it's only or. And if you look in the Rambam, that's what it sounds like. He says, but logically, I don't know why that would be. Should be any layer. Achachara iyan yira delav dafka ka'amri m'chupe ba'or. V'huwa de mechol davar de megina u'mechase shaper dami. Ela shedibru behove l'chasoz ba'orei klaf shehi hagana hitev. So he ends up saying that there is no reason that you have to do it with R. It could be any layer. But other achronim assume that the Gemara is somehow maybe being purposeful, meaning dafka or. If it's dafka or, the Maritz Chaya says that maybe that could help us out with a Gemara. Because the Gemara says, read you for the Maritz Chaya, the Maritz Chaya says, he says, Pizeh, if you say it's literally or, Yesh latare is gamkin kushes harav babasam in rosh. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechah Sanhedrin that a king, as we know, has to have a Torah wherever he goes. Two Torahs, right? One Torah, like every other Jew has to write, and another Torah that he takes wherever he goes. He goes out to, goes to lunch, he takes his Torah with him. He goes out to war, he takes his Torah with him. That's what the Gemara says, Sanhedrin chaf chaf aleph. The melech asur latseis, but what about when he goes to the bathroom? So he doesn't take it into the bathroom. But what does the Gemara say there? Aser latzeis lebeis haknesses b'sefer Torah asher haisa imo mishum shenemar v'karabo makom haraui lekriya v'karabo kol yemei chayav, says the pasuk, and he reads it all his life. So only in a place that is roi to read. That's why he doesn't take it into the bathroom. That's the Gemara. Asks the Maritz Chayis, what do you need a separate limud of Roi Lakriya to teach me that he doesn't take it into the bathroom? It's a sefer Torah! That's why you shouldn't take it into the bathroom. You need a special din, special pasuk. V'kara bo kol yemei chayav. No, it's just like we can't take tefillin into the bathroom. Right, he says, V'lama likra, tepuk lei, da'af l'gabei tzitz, dei barak askara achas. Even the tzitz, he can't wear, the Gemara says in Yuma, he doesn't wear into the bathroom. So what do you need a pasuk for? According to our sugya, it fits in. Why? Because t'mechupe or kaimalan deleka iser. If it's covered in or, we know from our Gemara there is no iser. Ubisan ejin shamam rinan da'osa hamelech sefer Torah kemin kamiya v'tola al tzavaro. And the Gemara says there that the Sefer Torah, written for the second Sefer Torah, isn't a regular Sefer Torah like he's carrying. What, he's not going to be able to do anything if he's all the constantly carrying a Sefer Torah. You make it like an amulet. It's got to be a pretty big amulet, and you put it as a kamiya. Same issue. V'stam kamiya mechupe ba'or. Stam kamiya, like our Gemara said, mechupe ba'or, and therefore it wouldn't be an iser. And that's why you have to come up with the second reason of a karbo kol mechayev, even if it is covered. You don't bring it into the bathroom. Separate special din. Even if it is mechupe or, right, and that's why the kamiya over there, the melech has a special din that he's not allowed to bring that kamiya with the Sefer Torah on it into the bathroom. V'al pizet, sarakura miyuchad, lister halicha lebeis haknise, b'sefer mishum de'eno roi, l'kriya us. So he says that's putting the two Gemaras together about the Sefer Torah covered with the Sefer Torah kamiya of the melech and our kamiya, which is spoken about in our Gemara. Number one. Number two, two other points I wanted to make. I'm sorry? Why doesn't it need two coverings? Gemara spoke about earlier, kiss betoch kiss, but that might be for Erev Amamish, right? And other, but you're right. The Gemara here doesn't talk about two different types of coverings. You need one covering that's not miyuchad for it, right? So that's also a question. Isn't this kiss miyuchad? We spoke about that in Maseches Brachos also. So Nachinami, maybe the got to figure out exactly how that works. Okay, two other issues, and that is Rashi here. Tosfos here says, start with Tosfos. Tosfos here does not like the Giras of our Gemara. Our Gemara has that the Shin and the Dalet and the Yud are all Halacha Moshe Misinai. Tosfos says, only the Shin. No, Dalet and Yud are not Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? The Machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai, whether it is or not. Why? Because the Gemara that we had earlier on Daf Chavches, where the Gemara is learning out, the Gemara learns out which products of chefsa shal mitzvahs are required to come from a kosher animal. Which one? So the Gemara quotes the line of Rav Yosef lo hokshru melecha shemayim, right? Ella behemah tahor belvad. And the Gemara there says, what do you need that for? The Gemara ends up saying, oh, you need it for the ritzuos. You need that for the straps, because the Gemara says, what about for the tefillin itself? No, that's halacha moshe misinai. It's got to be made from a kosher animal. You don't need for a Yosef for that. And then the Gemara says, what about the box of the tefillin sharosh, the shin? That's also halacha moshe misinai. And the Gemara says, okay, so you need this dinner for Yosef for the ritzuos. Ask Tosfos, but that's also halacha moshe misinai. On the ritzuos, you have a dawud, you have a yud. So what do you have? What isn't that also included? Sounds like from that Gemara, says Tosfos. He reads our Gemara in light of that Gemara, that Dalet and Yud are not Halacha Moshe Misinai, and that's why you need a special limud to teach me that also our Ritzuos that we have on our tefillin have to come from kosher animals. That is Tosfos. If you look at the Rambam sounds like he holds something differently. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tfillin, Shmona halachos yesh b'maisa tfillin, kulam l'moshe misinai. There are eight halacha moshe misinai when it comes to tfillin. It's amazing. So much of halacha, no, I don't think there's any other area of halacha where we have so many halacha moshe misinai connected to one area. So eight halacha moshe misinai. Lefichach kulam ma'akvos. They're all ma'akiv, and if you're missing one of them, it's puzzle. The Rambam says that tfillin have to be square, and the tfira has to be square. And the or shall or rosh tsuras shin. Miyamin umismol. The shin on our tefillin, that goes back thousands and thousands of years. And sheyichrocha parshios b'matlis. And that you wrap it in a matlis. So sheyichrocha osa b'seir ala matlis. Use hair of a kosher animal to wrap up the parshios. And then you put it into the bottom. And then you wrap it b'gidin. I'm not going to go through all of them. B'sheosin lan ma'veris me'ora chafui. The back of the tefillin, besides the box where the strap goes through, that also has to be made from a kosher animal, v'chulu. V'shehir ritzuros shechoros, that the straps have to be black. And the last one, v'sheyehe kesher shalahen, kesher yadua kitzuras dal. And the kesher has to be like the known kesher in the shape of a dal. It doesn't say dalas, but dal, that's what we assume. So it sounds like for the Rambam that the shin and the dalas. The Tosfos says only the shin, as Halacha Moshe Misinai. But the Rambam sounds like shin and dalos. The problem is, according to the Rambam, or according to the Girsa of our Gemara, what do you do with Tosfos' question? Tosfos' question is, the Gemara earlier seems to treat the dalos as not being sav. Because it says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, but you need the Rav Yosef Din, that it has to come from a kosher animal. Tosfos says, right, you need that for the Ritzuos. But what do you mean? You know, the Ritzuos, that's also Halacha Moshe Misinai. So for this, we need the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav says, if you look closely, and it's Meduyik and the Rambam, yes, Halacha Moshe Misinai, that the knot has to be shaped like a dalas. But, does that have the status of ksav? Does that have the status of a written Shem Hashem? The Rambam doesn't say, and the shin and the dalas, Halacha Moshe Misinai. He doesn't put them together. Much earlier in the Halacha, he says that his language is that you have to have the tsuras shin, miyaminu mismol, and later on is the kesher has to be in the shape of. Suggest the Briska Rav, why does the Rambam separate them? To answer Tosfos' question, he says, the shin has the status of ksav, the shin on the tefillin. It's not regular writing, you're not using ink, how do you write the shin? When the ur is still soft, the sofer takes like a tweezers and he pulls it out. He pulls out in the shape of a shin. Not so simple. You pull it out in the shape of a shin. That has the status of a ksav. And that's why the Gemara earlier said, you don't need Rav Yosef to tell me that, oh, you need a kosher animal, because this is a ksav of Torah. Right? Whether it's on the cloth inside or on our batim. The knot in the back of our tefillin, there's a special halacha which we see in the Rambam, that it has to be in the shape of a dalas. But not that that has the status of ksav. The halacha Moshe Visina is that it has to have a kesher in that shape. Not my nafkamina, right? Who's allowed to put it? Do you need somebody who's a bar chiyuva to make it? That's a nafkamina. He says, v'nimsa, da'adala shenemra b'halacha, rak litzura ba'alma, sha'kesher yei kitzura's dalas. Avalomi shum debe'inan oz dalas b'haritzura's v'akesher. Ubazeh chalukim em shtei halachos me'adadi. Two different halacha Moshe Misinais. The Bishin shall tefillin havi halacha shehe nechtav al habatim tzura shin miyamin umismo viachul aleim toras ksav. It's ksav. Aval bagabi dalis lo nomar ba'alacha shum din shel ksav va'os klal rak the kach tzri chalios tzura sakeshek amodalis. Aval kolpanim is a din of a kesher. It's not a din of ksav. And this is also why the ritzuos are called tashmishe kedusha, not tashmishe mitzvah. Right? The Gemara in, I'm sorry, that the opposite. V'hani nicha ha'dekar v'brayis in the Megillah, v'chafav l'ritzuos tashmishe kedusha, v'lo amrinan, teim etzem ha'kedusha, mishum ha'dalas shenechta v'hem. Right? They're tashmishe kedusha, they're not kedusha, they're not klaf. They're tashmishe kedusha, they serve and connect to the tefillin klaf. The box of tefillin, that's not tashmishe kedusha. That is kedusha. That has to be buried because it is kedusha inherently. It's not tashmishe always means one level separated. Well, havdil, you have avodah zara and you have tashmishe avodah zara. You don't serve the tashmishe avodah zara. That services the avodah zara itself. So you have the ksav. What's ksav? Klaf. And the box of tefillin, the ritzuos are tashmishe kedusha because it's one step removed, right? It's just like the tefillin bag. Why? Because it's one step removed, and that requires geniza because it is one step removed. And then he quotes the, that's why also fascinating, because the Gemara Menachas, that Hashem showed Moshe the kesher of tefillin. The Gemara says, when Moshe went up there, right? So what do you mean he showed him the kesher of tefillin, right? Rashi quotes this in Parshas Kisisa, that Hashem says, you can't, Moshe says, I want to understand everything, harininos kvodecha, Hashem says, you can't. You'll see the back of my tefillin. That's what Hashem says, Kaviyachal. Kesher shel tefillin. So what do you mean to show him the kesher shel tefillin? What does that mean? So the Brisker Rav says, whenever Hashem has to show Moshe something, it's because he doesn't know what it looks like. But the point is what it looks like. Right, the menorah, he had to show him. By the moon, by Rosh Chodesh, he had to show him. Nothing to do with making something by menorah. It's the Maisa Binyan? No. It's the result, what the menorah looks like. So he says the same thing here, by the kesher. He didn't show him what the shin looked like. That's a mice exceeding. You have to know how to write it, not just to know what it looks like. But a kesher, it's all about what it looks like. He says, and that's why the Rif quotes that Gemara about Hashem showing the kesher tefillin. What's the Rif quoting that Gemara for? It's not Lamaisa. It is Lamaisa. Because it's teaching me something about the kesher of tefillin as compared, in contrast, to the shin on the tefillin. It's a beautiful Brisker Rav in the Grizal Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin. Okay. A lot more to talk about. Let's continue a little more. Continue, then remind me, don't let me leave today, B'Hashem, without going through the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, about Kesher Shel Tefillin. But hopefully it'll come up again later. Says the Gemara. We just explained the Machlokas in the Girsos, between Tosas and the Rambam. Right, according to our Girsos, so even the Yud is Halacha Moshe Misinai. So it's against Tosas and against the Rambam. Right, we even have a third. Good. V'lo B'Shir, Yom V'lo B'Kasso, V'lo B'Magafayim. One is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with any of these, this armor, right? Shiryon, armor, kasta, helmet, magafayim, boots. Shiryon, zarda, armor, kasta, amarav, sanvarta, right? It's a helmet. Magafayim, amarav, pismaki, wonderful. Says the next Mishnah. Lo seize isha b'macharan akuva. A woman is not allowed to go out with a needle which has a hole in it. Right? In the first Mishnah we said without a hole, but a needle, meaning a functional needle. Can't go out with on Shabbos. V'lo b'tabas she'ishal ha'chosem. Or with a ring that has a chosem, that has a signet on it. Right, like the Haman and the Paro ring. This week's Parsha. Parsha's Vayeshev, Miketz. Right, we'll get into the story. I mean, the actual one is next week. V'lo b'kul yar, v'lo b'kavelas, v'lo b'tzlocha shapayatin. Or with any of these items. We'll have to see in the Gemara what all of these are. Something to do with perfumes. Vim yatzisa chayevas chatos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says in all these cases, if a woman goes out with them, iser da'oraisa. Chayev Chatas. The Chachamim say no in the last two. Potrin b'koveles u'beslocha shel payotin. With these types of perfumes, these little bottles hung around the neck, so that is only a Sidra Banan. Amar Ula, when we talk about the ring, the Mishnah says that a woman cannot go out with a ring with a signet. V'chilufein be'ish. The opposite with a man. Meaning, a man is allowed to go out with a signet ring, and not with the other ring. Alma kasava ula, call midi de chazi lish la chazi lisha, umidi de chazi lisha la chazi lish. Right, it's opposites. The type of ring that is right for a man is not right for a woman, and vice versa. Period. So what about a man wearing a ring? Right, so man wearing a ring. So the Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses this, and he said, his tshuva is about, I think I mentioned this, is about a double ring ceremony. About a kala giving a chasen a ring. So Rav Moshe is vehemently opposed to that, as other poskim are. That's chugas ha'akum. Right, a non-Jewish wedding ceremonies are equality and each acceptance and I do. That's not a Jewish ceremony. Jewish ceremony is the woman is nichnas l'rishus habal. That's the halachic mechanism of what is happening. She is becoming an ashes ish, and that's why he is causing her status to change, and therefore he gives her the ring. Chas v'shalom, it's not like he's acquiring anything. He's not buying something here. Kinyan, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always likes to say, Kinyan means change of status. Kone shamayim v'aretz. Hashem bought the world. Hashem didn't buy the world. But he created the world, and therefore, he has the status of owner of the world. Kone shamayim v'aretz. That's the status. Kinyan, when I buy something, and now it's mine. So the point of Kinyan is not the transaction, but it's that it has a new status. Now it's mine. A woman's status is what changes in halacha. The man's status doesn't change by a marriage. She's an ashes ish. Make her a din. Because a man can be married to more than one woman, daraisa, and a woman can't, for whatever reason. But a woman becomes an ashes ish. That's why it's isha niknes. A man is kone. But that's what's happening by a marriage. The man is giving the wife something of value, and that makes the kinyan kick in. So that's what has to happen. So, if a man wants to wear a ring, Rav Moshe says, but the subject of that tshuva is that, you know, there's no problem per se in our society where sometimes men wear rings, and if somebody wants to wear it, so it seems like it's not beged. Again, some poskim might say, but it seems like our society it's not beged isha, because they have certain wedding bands that are made for both, but not at the wedding. Maybe in the yichud room, afterwards, but not under the chuppah, chas v'shalom, because that is chukos ha'akam. If somebody puts it on later, that's a separate story. But you see, the Gemara here is talking about rings. Talking about men wearing signet rings, at least. Okay, that is one point. Oh, Rav Moshe also, two tshuvas. Rav Moshe I don't remember if Rav Moshe quotes this Gemara there, but another tshuva, Rav Moshe quotes our Gemara. Rav Moshe talks about wearing a watch. Wearing a wristwatch. B'sha'on, this is Chelek Aleph. Yeah, it's 1957. Chelek Aleph Simin Kufyan Aleph. He says, what about wearing a watch on outside? Bidvar, imutalish labos sha'on al yado. Hine sha'onim shenosin bakis. The watches that go into the pocket, right? Like we spoke about before. Pashat sha'asr. That's for sure, asr. Aval kishalosho al guf hayad mamish. Yoser nota shenechsha levisha mamish. Right, that's not a problem. That's for sure okay. What's my raya? The Gemara that we just read. The tabas that has a signet, le'ish, she'ein olav isarotza, right? The man could wear a signet ring on Shabbos, the Gemara says, even though it's basically purely functional. He's not stamping on Shabbos. So it's purely functional. And yet it's mutter, you see. So says Rav Moshe, so to a watch. Even if it's not a golden watch, which is a tachshit, which somebody might even wear, even if the watch is broken. And it's not working, because then it's a tachshit, this is what I wear, it's part of my jewelry. But Rav Moshe says, you see from our Gemara, the fact that a man could wear a signet ring out on Shabbos, Pasha's signet ring is not there for beauty. But he still could wear it, because I always wear it. Right? So it's functional, even though I'm not going to do that function on Shabbos. So too, a regular watch, just a functional watch, is motor, even though Pasha's, you wouldn't wear it. Even if it's not functional. Ukshis kalka achosem lo yal bishenu. Umikal mako mutter. Mishub the kibma da al gufo mamish. Hu levisha shein ba itzer otza. Af shein o tashi klau. Vikras yasu ula tashmish. If you're wearing something, even though it's purely functional, it's not really acting as a malbush, it's still okay, because it's derech levisha. Right? That is the, right. Velachain. Af pishok shema bisho basara mamish. Hu levisha mamish. Vechulu. And then, at the end of the tshuva, he has one of those. But Roy Lechol Ben Torah, Yerei Shemayim, Shelo lalovsha b'shabes kedei shelo yavo lahakel b'chol sha'on. V'shelo yavo lahakel b'shon zel al bisho al katones shahar b'lo yodol afrisho v'chein ani mitzav l'talmidai. Meaning Rav Moshe says at the end, if really it is just purely functional, even though it sounds like the way in the Gemara, you know, I'm not sure, you know, in a place without an Eruv. So that's where, and the Shvir Shabbos also is Machmor L'Chadchila. Meaning, in a place without an Eruv, to wear a watch that's purely functional, how do you know if it's purely functional? Would I wear it if it's broken? What if I wear it if it's not working? If I wouldn't, then it's purely functional. It's not there for beauty. So Rav Moshe then says, Meikar did his mutter? Meikar did his mutter, but Yish Mokom L'Hachmir if one can. Okay, but based on this Gemara about the ring for a man. Okay, right. Masav Rav Yosef. Haroim Yotzim Besakin. Roim, shepherds could go out with their bags. Velo Haroim Belvad Amru. Ela Kaladam. Ela Shadarkan Shalaroim. Let's say Besakin. Talks about a shepherd going out with a sock, which they use to cover themselves when it's raining. And the Brisa says that really anybody. It just says shepherds because that's the normal one who takes it out. But what do you see from there? Even someone who doesn't normally wear something, but if it's a malbush for somebody else, it's called a malbush for me. So here too, why is there a difference between men and women? Right, it should be, if it's good enough for a man, if it's a malbush for a man or a woman, so it should be good for the other person. So, Elam Rav Yosef, Kasavar Ula, Noshim Am Bifnei Atzman Hein. Pretty amazing line, right? Especially if we take it out of context, right? Says the Gemara, women are a separate nation, right? There's a big, shepherds and non-shepherds are closer together than men and women, right? This is the source for Venus and Mars right here in Shas. This is the line. Nashim Abib Ne'atzman. They come from a separate planet. Right? That's what it is here. Right? And men come from a separate planet. Lamaisa, halachically, it means that men and women have different habits and different definitions of actions than shepherds and non-shepherds. Right? Somebody would more closely take a shepherd bag and put it over his head when it rains, right, than a man to wear a women's ring. Or vice versa. So that's what Abib Ne'atzman Hein. Okay, it could be that the rush in Maseches Brachas, which we spoke about months ago, that talks about women not being included in Arevus in the same way as men. Big discussion what that means. It could be that's where this part of where this rush got it from. Good, so no problem. Esve Abaya, third line, Hamotzi Tfilin, Machris and Zugzug, the Mishnah at the end of Erevin. Somebody finds Tfilin in a place without an Erev, he's allowed to wear them in Zug zug. He could wear them in wearing one pair at a time. Echad isha, echad isha. Even a woman. V'yarmet nashim am b'fnei atzman hein. But if women are a totally different category for meleches hotzah, v'chol mitzvah aseh shezman gromahu. But it's a zman groma. V'chol mitzvah aseh shezman groma nashim b'turos. And what does it sound like from this Gemara? The Achronim say, this Gemara sounds like not only are women b'turos, but they shouldn't. Because if it's Stam as Van Groma, then there's no problem, let him wear it. So this Gemara sounds like the Ramah. The Ramah who says in Siman Lamed Ches that even though women generally do Zman Gromas, Tefillin they shouldn't do for various reasons. So that's what it sounds like our Gemara is assuming. Women shouldn't. So why could a woman wear Tefillin inside? So answer the Gemara. Hasan, that Mishnah is going according to a specific opinion. Ksavar Rabbi Meir, Lila's Man Tefillinu, Vishab is Man Tefillinu. It's going like Rabbi Meir, all women are obligated. Havile Mitzvah Seish Shalos Man Grama. Chom Mitzvah Seish Shalos Man Grama, Nashim Chayavos. Women are obligated. So we don't pass in that way. We don't pass in that way like Rabbi Meir. We pass in Tefillin is as Man Grama, but that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. And in Achinami, according to what we paskin, women would not be able to wear the tefillin in because it would be a masa for them. Period. So, why are women tourists from Zman Gromas? Again, a major topic. Just to give you one source. Just give you one source in the Rishonim. It's based on a pasuk, ultimately. But the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham says something, we have to know how to understand it. The Abu Draham says on page Chaf Hei in the Abu Draham, he says, maybe she'll have to do something for the family. He says for the husband, but I'm expanding it to the family. At the moment, right, the husband asks, and then what about the family? V'imtasa mitzvah saborei, v'taniach mitzvah so, oylo mi baila. V'imtasa mitzvah so, v'taniach mitzvah saborei, oylo mi yotra. Right, somebody's going to be upset here. God or her husband? L'fichach patra haborei mi mitzvosav, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm mochel. I'm mochel, kidei lios shalom in baila. Shalom Bayis. And he says, Gedol HaMizu. Right, Faisota, we throw Hashem's name into the water. But says the Abu Dram, there are family obligations. If the husband and the wife both have to go to shul in the morning, you know, it's just not going to work. It's not going to work. Right, if 4:15 in the afternoon, when the husband says, sorry, got to go to Mincha, right, that's like the worst time to go to Mincha. That's true. But if they both had to go to Mincha, you know, what would the kids do? Right, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, knows that, you know, it has to be that there are some, she has to do mitzvahs, that's true. But you know what? You know, not the ones that she has a certain time to do. And it could be that along with this, why does Hashem choose the woman and not the man? Because as many Mefarshim explain, and it's true, that women naturally are connected to spirituality more than men. Men have greater yetzaharas, and that's why we need more mitzvos to keep us along the straight and the narrow more. Women, that's Rasani Kirtzono, because that's Ratzon Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're closer, they're more naturally ruchani than a man is. And that's why, you know, it could be that if there's a choice of one or the other not having to do Zman Gromitz, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the woman because she'll already be more connected to him, but that's the Abu Dram, because somebody's got to be involved with the family. Good. The husband should also be involved with the family also, but if there's issue at a certain moment. Good. Continues the Gemara. There's other reasons, but I just wanted to mention that one. V'ha hotza kilachar yadu. But what do you mean? Now we're going back, says Rashi, on the Mishnah. We'll go back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if she wears out a taba'as, a ring that has a chosam, it's an issa daraisa, but she's still not carrying it. Hotza kilachar yadu. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Beisha Gizbaris Askinan. We're talking about a woman who is a treasurer, a Gizbaris, so she's always wearing this ring, so it's normal for her. So that's not called a Shinui. Amar Rabba or Amar Rava Tirats the Isha Ish Meikel Meimar. Fine, you've explained the woman. The woman is the Araisa if she wears it out because she's a Gizbaris. What about a man who wears the ring without a Chosam? So why is that the Araisa? So El Amar Rava. Sometimes a man would give his wife his ring to take it home, and she'll wear it until she gets home. So it's not so totally uncommon for a woman to be wearing the man's ring, because the man will give it to her. And the opposite, the woman will give her husband the ring to take to the jeweler in order to fix it. He doesn't want to lose it, so put it on his finger. So therefore, that's why it is common, or at least not uncommon, to wear the rings, and therefore it could be da'oraisa if it's not the ring that they usually wear. Good. Viter. Says the Gemara v'lochob kulyar v'lo b'kovelas. So now we get into spices and perfumes. So my kulyar, what is kulyar? Armalei machbanta. She can't wear a kulyar. A kulyar is machbanta. What's a machbanta? A type of brooch which has a needle in it that's stuck in the woman's hair. So she wouldn't wear that out. Maybe it'll fall off, or maybe she'll come to show it. Where else does machbanta come up in this mesechta? Where else? So it's the second to last daf of the mesechta. Right, why do I remember that? Because it's a famous story. Rabbi Akiva's daughter, the day she got married, and she stuck the machbanta into the wall and she killed the snake. Stuck a tatsami maves. So that's how you know machbanta also has a point. That's the same word. Use kufnun vav later on in the mesechta. But that's the same brooch. Koveles. Interesting, it says on the side, ayin tosas bababasra kufnun vav amabes. Right. That Gemara that I just mentioned is Shabbos, Kufnun Vavim Abes. Later on here, he's quoting Tosas and Baba Basra. Okay. Kovelas. What's a Kovelas? Amarav, Chumrata de Pilon. It's like a little container of Pilon. Vechena Amaravasi, Chumrata de Pilon. Like a bottle of perfume. Tana Rabbanon, Lotate Sebe Kovelas, Vim Yatsas Chayevas Chata Sibir Bimeyer. Rameyer says it's Daraisa, Vachachabim Omim, Lotate Sebe Yatsa Petura. It's the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yotze Isha, B'kovelas L'chadchila. It's Mota L'chadchila. 3 days. But my Kamiflagi, Rabbi Meir, Savar Masuyu. Right? It's a Masuy. And therefore, it is a Doraisa. V'Rabbanan Savri, Tachshitu. V'dilma, it's a Tachshit. Fine, it's jewelry. Therefore, Moses is going to be a Doraisa. It's not going to be a Doraisa. But V'dilma Shalfa, Umachvi. Maybe she'll take it off and show it. Vasila Suye. She might have to carry it. That's what the Rabbanan asked it to Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, no. Mandar kala mirmei, who usually wears such a thing? Isha sharei chara, a woman who has a certain odor, a certain odor about her, and she wants to counteract that odor by wearing this strong, swelling smit item. So Isha Shrecha Ra Lo Shofa Machvi, she's not going to take it off. Falasi Lasuya Dal Ramos Birsha Zarabim. So there's no worry. Like we said before, an Isha Chashuva might not take it off. So to hear, the Isha Shrecha Ra won't take it off. Good. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Mutter. So for Hatanya, Rabbi Eliezer Poter, because Elisab was Locha Shopayatin. But another source says that he also says it's Durabanan. So I thought he said Mutter. Lokasha ha kikoy ad Rabbi Meir ha kikoy ad Rabbanan. It depends who he's talking to. Kikoy ad Rabbi Meir, when he's talking to Rabbi Meir, to Amar Chayev Chatos, who says that it's an Isser Doraisa, Amar Leif Mutter. So he goes down one level. He says, no, it's not Doraisa, it's Pater. He really means Mutter. But he doesn't have to go so far. He says, no, it's not Doraisa. Kikoy ad Rabbanan, when he's talking to the Rabbanan, Dami Pater Avalasser, who holds this Asad Rabbanan, Amar Ihu Mutter Lechad Chila. So he also goes down one level. It is Mutter. Good. Umay, Rabbi Meir. So where do you find that he was talking to Rabbi Meir? Where do you see that he's talking to Rabbi Meir? That Rabbi Meir says Daraisa, and he argues the Tanya. The Braisa says as follows. Lo seitse isha b'mafteach shebiyada. A woman can't wear out a key. A key in her hand. She can't take out a key. V'myasas chayev eschata, say Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, it's a Daraisa. To carry out a key. Rabbi Eliezer poter b'kovelso b'slocha shopayotan. Rabbi Eliezer poters by these two. So Gemara says, apples and oranges. The Tanakam is talking about one, right? Kovelos mantekar shmei. Who said anything about Kovelos, right? Rabbi Meir was talking about something else. So Gemara says, chesirim mechzer v'achiktani. This is what it means. Add in a line to the Tanakama. V'chein b'kovelos v'chein b'slocha shal payotin. Lo seitze. V'im yasach hayev eschatos, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says those are daraisa. And on that, Rabbi Eliezer poter b'kovelos v'slocha shal payotin. The key, obviously, he agrees to, but he potters by the other ones. Semicolon. The Rishonim here discuss what's the halamina by a key. Well, just carrying a key. So they discuss maybe it's some type of key that's woven into something, but it's still not considered a malbush, and that's why it's daraisa. Weiter, continuing the Tosefta that we just quoted up above. Bamed v'armamurim kishyesh ben bosem. When do we say that these items, the koveles, that it's a tachshid when it has perfume in it? Aval ein bohem bosem chayeves. But if it doesn't have bosem, if it's empty, if it's an empty bosem bottle. Chayeves. So that's daraisa. Rabbi Eliezer would not agree that's mutter. Amar of Adabar Ava. Really? If you carry out something empty, it's going to be daraisa? So that weighs in on another topic. Zosomeris. So then I have proof to the following, which comes up later. Hamotzi ochlin pachos mikashir bekli chayev. If I carry out food on Shabbos, if I carry out a grogeris of food, that's an issa daraisa. What if I carry out of grogeris of food in a kli? So I only get one Avera, because the Kli is bottled to the food. What happens if I carry out a Kli? That's also a Daraisa. What happens if I carry out Pachos Mikashir of the food in a Kli? So is the Kli bottled and I'm potter because there's only Chatzi Shir? Or do I say there's a Kli here? So that's a discussion. So says Rav Adabar Ava, you know what you see from our Gemara? That says if you carry out an empty bottle of Bosem, you're Chayiv. So Zoso Meris. So what's the difference between empty and half full? Hamozi ochlin pachos mikashir b'kli chayiv. It must be. Why? Daha ein ba bosem, in a case of no bosem, kipachos mikashir b'kli dami. It's just like carrying out food less than the required shear in the kli. Viktani chayeves. So Ravada says, oh, Argamar weighs in on that issue. And Ravashi Amar says, no. B'yama em lecha pater. Really, maybe in that case, you're pater. Why? Because there's still something in there. And if there's something in there, the Kli is still serving a function and maybe is batel to the item. V'shayni hacha delesi l'mamasha klal. Here, it's empty. Something empty is different than something that is only half full, and therefore you cannot compare the cases. Right, this Gemara relates a little bit to what I think we mentioned a couple of days ago, where Moshe's big chiddush about tefilas kalim, where Moshe discusses that the bottle, when you buy a Snapple bottle, doesn't have the status of a bottle. It's batel, right? Because it's just packaging. When you decide to reuse it, you give it the status of a bottle. And that's why it does not require tevila, Rav Moshe said, against all the poskim. But here too, right, even though it's a little bit in there, it doesn't have its own status. Okay, Viter. Other psukim in Amos, where the Navi is giving rebuke to the Jews of Yerushalayim at that time, and they're wearing perfumes. That's what this has to do with our Gemara. Vereisha shmanim yimshachu. They wear the best of the oils. even though they're acting inappropriately. That's what they used to wear. The palyotin, that was the best oil. Masav Rav Yosef. Afsha, but the problem is, the Tosefta says in Sota. Afsha palyotin gazer Rav Yehuda ben Baba. Rav Yehuda ben Baba wanted to make a gzeiro. We discussed this a few days ago about Zeichel HaMikdash. They assered certain behaviors after the Churban to remember the Zman HaMikdash. So Rav Yehuda ben Baba wanted to say, no palyotin allowed. For the Hodulah, they didn't agree to him. But the Amrit Misham Tainug, but if it's the most gorgeous, delicious perfume there is out there, Amay Lahodulah, why did they decree on it? Why did they answer it? So Amalei Abaya, I said, one second, all the time, I'll ask you another question. Hodichsiv, Hashosim b'mizrakeyayin, those who drink with the Mizrakim of wine. What does that mean? Ravami Vrabasi, Chad Amar Kinishkinin. Kanishkinin is a certain type of fancy wine goblet. V'chad amar shemizarkin kosos anzel azeh. And others say no, it was a type of art that they knew. They knew how to like throw full cups of wine to each other without spilling. Shosim mizrake yayin. But hachanami to aser. So that should also be aser then. Right, if you're telling me that this is they assert every pleasurable activity, so that should also be assert. And the Harava Baravuna, Ikla Bay Resh Galusa, when they went to visit him, Vishasa Bakinishkinin, the Resh Galusa drank from one of these, Valarma Little Midi, they didn't tell him anything. So Abaya says, you can't say that they assert every activity that's associated with pleasure. Se'ela, really, it must have been as follows. Komidi disbe tainu vispa simcha, gazer abanan, pleasure and happiness. An activity that had pleasure and happiness, that's what was nigzar. Avomidi de isbe tanug, v'les basimcha lo gazer rabbanan. If it's just tainug, and not specifically simcha, lo gazer be rabbanan. So that's why the palyotin, I would say, has tainug, but it doesn't have simcha. It's not related to simcha specifically. And maybe the mizrake yayin are the opposite. So that's why, unless you have both, they didn't aser it. Period. Other activities now that were done by us, by the Jews, Bezman HaChorban. Hashoch v'malmitos shein, those who lay on shein usually is ivory. Ivory beds, usruchim alasosam, and they're spread out on their beds. But we're going to darshan the word seruchim, right? We're talking about disgusting activities that they were involved in. So what is alluded to here? Amar Yossi Brevi Chanina, melameh shayimashkinim mayim b'frei mitosem arumim. They got up and went to the bathroom, they urinated right next to their bed. They got up naked and they just went to the bathroom next to their bed. It's disgusting, unsneeous activity. So that's what, and that caused the Churban. Magadi Barbi Avahu, Rabbi Avahu says, that's going to cause the Churban. Ihachi hainu dechsiv, lochein ato yiglu b'rosh golim, mishum demashkinen mayim b'fnei mitoseihem arumim, yiglu b'rosh golim? I mean, it's pretty unsneeous, but that's enough for Churban Abayas and Golus? El Am Rabbi Avahu, elu b'nei adam, shahayu ochlim v'shosim zezeh, people who used to eat and drink together, v'dovkim mitosein zebazeh, and they put their beds next to each other, u'machlifin nishosein zemzeh, and they used to switch their wives with each other. Umasrichin arsosam b'shichva zera she'eno shelohem. The word saruach doesn't mean disgusting with the hashtana, but it means that it's they soaked each other's beds with their shichva zera. That's disgusting, and that's what could cause the Churban Abayas, when they were so involved in znus. The Ben Yoyada here says, what about the first opinion? So he says the first opinion was also related to znus. Right? He also knew it was related to galus. But if you go to the bay, he says the men and the women used to get up right next to their beds, not wearing anything, and went to the bathroom. And that itself was Megara the Eight Sahara. Because they each revealed themselves in front of the others. So it was the same kind of idea. Period. Amr Rabbi Avahu, V'yamri Lava Mastisa, Tana, Gimel Dvarmi, Venus Adam Lideanius. Three things lead to poverty. Maybe on a Kabbalistic level, Eluhain, Hamashtin Mayim Befnei Mitasa Arum, somebody who doesn't have any type of sneeze, he goes to the bathroom right next to his bed, Arum naked, Umizalzel Benetilas Yadayim, and he's Mizalzel in Netilas Yadayim, which we spoke about back in Masechas Brachas, he doesn't take the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim seriously, V'sheishto Mekalalto Befanav, and a woman who curses in front of her husband. To each one, Hamashtin Mayim Befnei Mitasa Arum, Amar Rava Lo, Amrin Al Damader, Api Leporye, only if you're facing your bed. Avalavaroi leslanba. Facing away from one's bed, okay, that's more tsanua. Umahadar api lapor yanami, lo amrin elavaara. And also, even if one's facing the bed, it's only if one is going to the bathroom on the floor, where it's just disgusting. Avalabamana leslanba. But if it's in a kli, and then the kli is going to be thrown out, so then that's not a problem. That is all hashtana. Next, umizalzo benetilas yadayim. Remember, look back at the Gemara in Brachas that we had, daf yutes. that spoke about those who didn't take this time seriously. This is only somebody who rejects Netilas Yadayim totally. But if you do wash, you just might not just use enough water that you're supposed to. Less lanba, that's also not a problem. And the Gemara says that's not really true. V'la milsi, really, even if you use a little bit, it's not good enough. T'yomer of Chizda, ano mashoi mole chafni maya, I use tons of water, v'yavuli mole chafni tivusa. And Hashem gives me plenty of mita k'neged mita, he gives me plenty of bracha. I use a lot for him, he uses a lot for me. Last one, v'shishto makhalal t'befanav, amar Rava. If the woman curses in front of the man, so what's it, why is it his fault? Al iske tachshiteha, because he should be buying her things and he's not. V'hanimilihu de isle v'lo avid. If he's able to buy his wife items and he doesn't, so therefore it leads to such anger and resentment. Kalasos that it's terrible and that could lead to anias. Hashem gives you money to buy her stuff. If you don't use it, Hashem takes it away. Says the Meiri, we should always learn from these three. We should always be roi l'adam li'izar shehi naki hada'as. V'yishakitz atzmo v'dvarim hamolochwachim v'hanim asim v'yishtadu b'midei hanikius. That's the connection between all three, right? Going to the bathroom and it's tilas yadayim. That also has to do with the physical cleanliness. And the other issue about the husband and the wife, that's not physical, but that has to do with the relationship. A little more. Good. Darash Rava Breder Aviloi, my dechsiv, Vayomar Hashem. Still talking about the behavior before the Korban. Hashem said, Yanki Gavu Bnos Sion. The Bnos Sion raised themselves. We're going to darshan for every phrase of the pasuk. Shayima Halchos Bekoma Zakufa. They walked with an uplifted posture. Vate Lachlo Natios Garon. Shayima Halchos Ekev Esad Goldel. They walked very slowly. Right, in order to attract attention. Umisakro seinayim. What does that mean? Davi malyin kukla leinayu umaramzon. They put a lot of eye makeup on, and they used to wink and try to get the attention of the men. Holoch vitafof. And they walked and they were floating. Shema halchos arucha betzakzara. They walked in a way like tall women next to short women in order to attract attention. And it looks like the tall women are like floating above the short women. Uvaragleyam ta'akasna. And with their feet they caused anger. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yitzchak de Rabbi Ami, Malamecha Matilos Mor, Va'afar Simon Bimin Alehen. They used to put special, sweet smelling spices in their feet. Uma Halchos B'Shukei Yerushalayim, and they walked in the Shukim. V'kivat Shemagiyos Eitzel Bachurei Yisrael, once they came near some men, Boatos Bakarka, they banged their feet, so the smell would all of a sudden a waft. Uma Tizos Alehen, Umachnisos, when Yitzhara, Ke'eres Bakos. Like poison, shooting out poison. That's the anger and the chaos that they used. Sorry? Right. That's the word tachesna. My pranusayim. What happened to them? What was their pranus? Their punishment? Kedidarish rabba barula. V'haisa tachas bosem makiye. Instead of the bosem, instead of the perfume, there was rot. Makam shayim is basbos bo naasen namakim namakim. V'tachas chagola nikpa. In the place of the belt was bruises. Malkam shei chaguros b'tziltzul. They used to put on belts. Knots in the cuff and the cuff, and they had bruises. V'tachas maisa miksha karcha. What does that mean? Malkam shei miskashos bo. Place where they used to beautify themselves. Knots a krachim krachim. They became bald. V'tachas psigil michagrosak. What does that mean? Psachim hamivim lidegila. The place where they used to have simcha yiyu l'machgoresak. They had sackcloth. Kitachas yofi. Last one, Amar Rava, Hainu Damri Inshi, Chilufei Shufra Kiba. The substitute for Shufra, for beauty, came sores. One more, Vesipach Hashem Katkod Beno Sion, Hashem afflicted the skull, the head of Beno Sion, Amar Yezir Reb Chanina Malameid, Sheparcha Ben Saras. They got Saras, Ksif Hacha Vesipach, Vesif Hasam Laseis, Vilasapachas, right? Same word used by Tzaras. Vashem paschen ye arab. Hashem poured out their openings. Rav Shmuel, Chadamar shenishbuchu kikiton. They had tons and tons of blood, right? Like pouring out like a bottle, a jug. Vachadamar shenasu pischehem kayaar. Or their psachim, their makom ha'erva, became disgusting in the eyes of their husbands. Kayaar. Either way, this was all about the perfumes that were used improperly by the Jews before the Churban HaBayis. We got into it because we were speaking about Palyatin and the others. This, by the way, was all the women activities. The men's activities are coming up, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.